Welcome to Moms in the Wild with Kate
and Kara,
where we laugh at our wild moments to make you feel better about yours.
Hello, friends. After going back with all of the content we recorded with BJ, we decided to make this episode into a very, very short third part. So this is the official unveiling of our very first Moms After Dark segment, which I will be honest, we get very personal and talk about a lot of maybe more taboo topics, but I still think that it's really fun and there's a lot of great laugh out loud moments here. So if you are open to hearing us maybe talk a little bit more about things we don't usually talk about and get a little bit more vulnerable and personal than we usually do, I know that's hard to imagine, but yes, that does happen. Then this one is for you. I will put a disclaimer on here. This one is not for the moms of people who are on the podcast. So if you are a mom of Kate, Kara, or BJ, maybe just skip it. You know what? Not maybe. Just go ahead and skip it. Also, I'm recording this while my son is in the room. So if you hear little tiny human sounds, that is it. But this is a Moms in the Wild moment. So thanks again, guys. We really hope you like this one. We had a blast talking about this topic and we can't wait to hear what you think. All right, on to the episode.
So much like the fertility episode where we talked about family planning, the root of all of these questions is, when are you fucking?
Yeah, how are you fucking? When are you fucking?
Are you using protection when you fuck?
It's invasive.
to say the very least.
You know what? And it's not invasive amongst, like, friend groups, but a lot of what we've addressed is, like, for me, it was coworkers asking me.
Yeah, coworkers.
For you, it's strangers at, like, the theme park. It's, you know what I mean? These are not our closest friends and family members asking these questions. And, you know, some people may be sensitive to that, but I would be cool with that. I don't want a stranger asking me, does my husband's penis wear a hat so I'm not getting pregnant? That's weird.
That's my favorite way to describe birth control ever.
I was picturing a raincoat. Like, instead of a hat. Like a hat.
Yeah, rain slicker. Yeah.
Yeah, different.
We just use the half condoms. Just the tip covers. The danger area.
No, I think one thing that I have been asked a lot is, you know, immediately following, are you having kids or when are you having kids? You know, so like, oh, so has he had a vasectomy? It's like, first of all, what a wild... You would never wow. ask him that. Why are you asking me that?
Yeah.
You know? And also, no. And none of your business.
Tell me about your husband's penis in detail.
In detail. What surgeries has he had? What surgeries are on the horizon?
Honestly, why would you think I would know?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm relatively new in his life, you know?
What's the deal?
I'm a new fixture. Yeah.
Let me go inspect his testicles for scars and I will come back and let you know.
Are you intact, sir? Or...
Has your vas deferens
been severed? Oh, gosh. Yeah, I do think that people just feel like they have the ability to act. They do have the ability, but, like, they get to know the answers to these questions. Which is, you do sometimes just really need to think about what you're asking.
Yeah.
So, like, how is your husband's penis doing? If you are willing to look your coworker in the eyeballs and go, how is Brett's scrotum? Then I feel like maybe you can also be bold enough to ask about a vasectomy. But until you can say it for what it is, don't ask the question.
That's such a fun way to turn it around on someone, to be like, oh, does he have a vasectomy? And be like, let me think about my husband's scrotum. And just, like, get super, like, awkward with it. Last time I looked at it, when we were having intercourse, last Tuesday.
When I got a good look at the old scrot, no scarring, we've seen. How is your husband's scrotum, Jimmy?
What I took away from that was that some people have sex on Tuesdays, and, like, I don't know how.
How do we do that? Yeah, that's, have you gotten weird birth control? I mean, I know we talked about the infertility, like, family planning stuff, but have people ever been like, how are you preventing it?
No, but I've tried a lot of prevention methods, if we want to talk about that.
Yeah, do you have any more crazy stories about people asking you weird?
I do. None that we need to explore.
Are you sure? We can do a deep dive.
You'd be surprised how bold people get when they realize that, like, we're very open about the age gap.
Yeah.
They, like, immediately take that as permission to just be, like, rude and invasive, you know? Super invasive. Like, just because we're very comfortable with it. Why are you asking questions that you wouldn't ask anyone else?
Yeah. That didn't have an age gap necessarily. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
I have an age gap with my husband, and not, like, as much as your small age gap is. But... No one asks us. No. And he's 10 years older than me.
I also think that's another, like, people, like, normalize a certain amount of age gap. And then they're like, I get to ask you whatever I want because you don't fit in that norm
model. But 10 years is still a lot. Like, when I was born, he was 10. He was in fifth grade. Like, he was almost a middle schooler. 10
years apart. And you were just a baby. And
dude's like, that's nothing. But... Dude, it's all I'll saying, show like,
you an age gap.
No one's asking me about David's penis, and now I'm offended.
I know. Someone ask Kate about his scrotum, please. That's rude.
Kate.
How's David's sack?
According to our fertility doctor, it's the best she's seen this month, which is a direct quote from her.
He didn't need it. He didn't need that ego boost. No. She's like, your swimmers are amazing, and you know he was like, fuck you. Yeah.
He's red and high on that.
Yeah. I bet any time you've tried to insult him in the past couple weeks, he's been like, well, I have star swimmer, so.
My semen could not be more ideal.
You got yourself a prize pony, sweetheart.
I can sell this shit on the black market.
These swimmers, the doctor said so. That's what the doctor says.
He's going
to
hate this.
Nah, leave it in.
I'm going to.
Sorry, dude.
Are you sure you don't want to regale us with any more tales?
Any
Pretty
other
sure.
Okay. Yeah. All right, well.
What are these methods of birth control that you speak of?
I was fell victim.
That's what I do. Not ovulating.
Well, okay, I hold a seance and I call upon.
Yeah. I ask every one of my spirit guides and they answer me sometimes.
Other times they're like, let's get
weird. Yeah. Other times they're like, oh, I don't know. Are you? Are you ovulating? You said you fell victim, prey to?
I don't know. I started birth control and it's the worst. I was on the pill for forever. And then I started to have, as every other person does, like really bad side effects. And I switched to the Nuva ring. Have you heard of that?
Yeah.
Yeah. The non-hormonal, like, ring that you just shove right up on up there. Then you need to change it every month.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of weird.
And also not great.
I've heard.
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
I did not have the Nuva ring, but I had a friend that just had very terrible experiences with it.
It's kind of weird.
Her cervix really thin and weird
stuff. Oh, really? That didn't happen to me.
Yeah.
But you know what it does do? Speaking of weird sex stuff. Makes a real interesting game of, like, will my husband's penis
clash with my Nuva ring?
Get, like, you know how you throw rings on fucking cones?
Oh, yeah.
As a game? Yeah, it's like that, but in your vagina. Sometimes you'd be done having sex, and the ring would be at the base of the penis.
I was just going to ask that. Like, does it get stuck on the penis?
Yeah.
What is it protecting from, then? I realize I have no idea how fucking Nuva ring works in this moment. And BJ's face is telling me the same. So, what does it sit on? Is it blocking them like an IUD?
No.
Them meaning the swimmers.
No, it looks like a...
It's like a Quidditch hoop. Is that right?
No.
No.
I think you might be thinking of a female condom.
Like, actually, we're all three highly educated women.
Yeah.
Like, especially about our own bodies. We're like, what is this?
What is a fucking Nuva ring?
Okay. It looks like a silicone hair tie.
So, yeah, I guess a Quidditch ring.
But it's,
yeah.
But it's not, okay. There's nothing in the middle.
Yeah.
It's
so the open. Edge of a condom.
Yes. Yeah.
But it doesn't, it's not a physical barrier. It's a hormonal barrier.
Oh, it still has a hormonal
component.
Yeah,
it just puts the hormones in you via mucous membrane, I guess.
I thought you just said it was non-hormonal. Like non-hormonal.
Oh, shit, did I? I don't fucking know, BJ.
I think Nuva ring has to have, I think, like you said, that it is hormonal, but it's your mucous membrane absorbing it instead of you taking it orally.
Yeah, so there was some difference.
Which I think is supposed to have less, like, mood disturbance side effects.
Yeah, probably. I just remember telling my doctor, like, I couldn't do the pill anymore because it was affecting my brain, and she was like, oh, try the Nuva ring. It wasn't like, hey, here's another option, which is just natural cycle planning, which I wish someone in my life would have told me about, which is where, if you don't know, because I didn't until, like, literally I started trying to have kids, is that you can just track your cycle with ovulation strips or just, like, knowing information about your cycle and knowing your fertile days and just avoiding having sex those days.
Yeah. Or looking at, like, your discharge. Like, just get intimate with your vag and be, like, on days typically if you're having, like, heavier, like, mucus discharge that doesn't have an odor and it's, like, a normal part of your body, you're probably ovulating on those days. And maybe don't let someone come inside you on those days. Or do, depending on what your situation is.
Yeah. This is turning into Moms in the Wild After Dark. I love it.
You should definitely put the mom, don't listen to this any further, disclaimer at the front
of this. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
We'll do it later. Okay. And when I say we, I mean you.
Have you used any interesting methods of birth control?
I was put on birth control when I was like 16 years old or something called PMDD, which I don't have. So that wasn't great. I do believe it exists. Like, I don't think it's like a made up diagnosis, but I don't think that's what was happening to me at the age of 16. And I was on it for a couple of years and it gave me very intense. I was just saying to you both, I think I probably would have been diagnosed with a mood disorder if someone had seen me at that time and not known I was on birth control.
Right.
To be able to point at birth control as being the main cause of everything that was happening that was not great. But then once I was off the pill, I didn't try any other methods. They were recommended to me, but I was like, no, I'm good. I will sort out how to do this. And then I used condoms for a bit when mm-hmm. I wasn't in a like serious relationship because I was like, where has your penis been? I don't know. And so that was, a way to not get pregnant and maybe not get an STD.
Yeah.
I ended up with HPV anyway, so it's all a fucking crapshoot. Yeah. Vaccinated against it, too.
We used condoms, too, in my marriage when I wanted to be off birth control to get ready to have kids, but my body wasn't ready because I had to get my thyroid regulated, so we did use condoms for a while, too.
Yeah.
Which is kind of a weird thing. I think people don't think you can use condoms in marriage, but I know a lot of people who do use condoms as their birth control
method. I'm, raising my hand. Like, you know that. Yo.
Yeah.
Sorry, that was just me, seconding you.
Yeah.
So we used, and then I did the family cycling. The family cycling. That was a weird
natural
way to
cycle
it. Yeah.
Planning.
I just started tracking my cycle and also, just doing research. But no one told me about that. No one told me
about
that.
Yeah, I was going to say, how'd you learn about that?
Either. I Googled non-hormonal methods other than condoms, and I didn't want an IUD. I know you can do a copper IUD that doesn't have hormones, but it seemed like a miserable experience because pre-baby my cervix was probably just closed, right? I would assume really thin.
Yeah,
I just shoved that thing in your cervix. I was not interested in the IUD.
No.
Basically,
the IUD
is the end of that. The IUD, freaks me out a little bit, even though it's not hormonal. And somewhere I found the tracking your cycle and doing the family planning that way, and I was like, oh, this is it. This is
have you heard
at.
Of the birth control that they put in your arm?
Yeah, that also freaks me out.
I had a friend who had that, and she had, real problems with it.
Yeah, anything that's inserted into my body that's releasing hormones, because then I'm like, how do I get you out
besides
in a
penis.
Stick? Besides penis. Besides penis. That is acceptable.
Some
then
days.
I'm like, not. Depends on the day. Then, yeah, I mean, it's, I don't know, it just freaks me out. So the pill was annoying because it, one, gave me, super bad anxiety and all sorts of other things. Like, maybe hallucinations, which is a real bad time. And the anything else, I just was like, how do I get this out in a pinch?
Yeah.
Based on how the pill made me feel, which I was like, well, I can stop this. I wasn't like, I want something inserted in me that I then have to go to a doctor to.
How do they get the arm one out?
No idea.
Do you get cut and get a big scar?
I don't know.
Don't know. I'm happy we decided to engage in a birth control conversation and we're realizing how little we have birth control.
I mean, honestly, yeah, I was on birth control for 3 months when I was much younger, still in college, and it turned me into a psychopath. And thank God I talked, with you, Caro, about it, and you were like, that's not normal, and it's okay that you feel that way, but, this, I'm validating you, but also, look into this. And that was the end of my birth control journey, or pill, journey. But, so now we're, thriving with condoms and cycle planning, but I learned about cycle planning when I was a teenager from my cousin. Shout out, Megan. Thank you for telling me about that when she had a baby.
Yeah.
And she was like, did you know you should learn about yourself and your cycle and your period and, this is how it works. And that was super helpful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thriving.
And knowing, I grew up with the belief that if someone looked at me long enough that had a penis, I would get pregnant.
Yes, same.
Same. Just instilled in me that there was an ever threat of being pregnant. I just thought if I sat on a seat with my bare ass for too long, maybe I'd be pregnant. So it is education about typically you only get pregnant when you're ovulating. Not even typically, you can get pregnant when you're ovulating. That is when you get pregnant. So if you're not ovulating, the likelihood of you getting pregnant is pretty much as a zero. It's as the likelihood of getting pregnant when you're using a condom. It's very small, you know? I'm sure errors can happen with those test strips and I could be a day off in my ovulation cycle, but all of those risk factors also present themselves with any other form of birth control.
Mm-hmm. You could always just pad your fertile days by 2 days just to cover your bases. Mm-hmm. You know, you never
do a classic pull-out method. You're unsure.
That's also a birth control method.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Any medical professional who's listening to this is like hating us.
Yeah. Don't. What sucks too is I was part of like Vox, which is Voices for Planned Parenthood on campus. And I went to places to educate about fucking birth control and family planning. And here I am like, ah, I don't remember any of that shit. My bad.
But this is Moms in the Wild.
Yeah, you know? Exactly.
This is y'all and your lived experience, and also me and my lived experience as a not mom.
Yeah.
This is how we're doing it, and we're doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there are, I think the larger point of the conversation is there are options. Like, if you're on a birth control method that makes you uncomfortable, don't feel like you have to stay in that on that method or with that method. There are other options out there for you.
I just have so many more questions for people other than, like, when are you having sex, how are you having sex, and what are you doing to prevent pregnancy? Like, I'd like to know so much more about a person than that. Some of them are sex-related.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, I'd love to know, like, you know, really inappropriate stuff about people.
Yeah.
What kind of sex are you having?
Yeah.
How often? That's a question I want to know, just so I, like, can know if, like, what's attainable?
What's a realistic goal for me?
What's the most fun sex you've ever had? Tell me that.
That's a fun one. That's a good question.
If you want to talk about sex, let's do that.
Yeah. Do you want to answer that right now on the podcast?
Yes. Okay, so.
My favorite sexual experience. The first time I ever had sex with a male was with someone that also had never had sex. And I think that everyone should be bestowed the honor of having sex with someone who's had sex before. Because it was a clusterfuck. It was just so awkward and weird and awful. It was so awful.
Beautiful to all of those, like... True Love Waits folks listening are promised that it's going to be, like, divine.
It's fucking not. I hate to burst your bubble, but it's really not.
I completely agree.
I don't know if anyone had, like, a really kick-ass... I have talked to people that have had, like, a kick-ass first sex experience, but typically it's because the person they were having sex with had already had sex to some capacity.
Yeah. Agree.
Yeah.
Agree
two that people entirely. That have never had, like, have been each other's only sexual contact, and then having, like, sex, pee and vagina sex was, like, it was... So fucking awkward and
it's like
bad.
The first time you make out with somebody, though, too.
Yeah.
Like, the first time you kiss with tongue.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah.
And you'd have someone who's never kissed with tongue before. It's just not a good time, guys.
Yeah.
No.
I've had full-on, like, lizard tongue in my mouth before.
Yeah. That's not great.
Yuck.
No.
Icky.
It was great, like, starting to have sex with a woman.
Yeah, because, like, they know your body.
Yeah.
Or, like,
they know theirs, I mean. They know mine.
Exactly. Yeah.
We're all pros.
Game changer.
Yeah. We're all pros. That's welcome to the big leagues.
That's
right.
That's the fucking dream. Yes. That is the fucking dream.
I think there is something to be said, though, about, like, whether that be, like, birth control, family planning, sex, pleasure. Like, there is a lot to be said for knowing your own body mm-hmm. better than anybody else does in all of those areas.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right? And I think that kind of ties into, like, everything in this whole episode that we talked about is, like, I'm an expert on myself in all of these areas. I'm also an expert in myself of when, like, I'm going to answer these questions or when I'm going to tell people to fuck off.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. Boundaries change at different times, right? Yeah. So, like, what I might tell you right now is not necessarily what I would tell a stranger, which sounds weird because we're making a podcast and telling all this information, but again, it's my choice to disclose this information in the way that I am. Yeah, if you just come up to me on the street and you're like, okay, how's your husband's penis? Or, like, what do you have inside you that prevents you from getting pregnant?
Yeah.
I don't need to answer these questions.
Mm-hmm. And why does it matter?
It doesn't.
What business is it of yours?
Probably none. A little bit of voyeurism, which, you know, I have a healthy amount of that.
But ask something else. Like, ask, like, oh my God, if, like, someone had, like, a husband who had red hair, I'd be like, what color are your husband's pubes? I have to know.
Oh, that's a good one. What are people who dyed hair? Everyone? Pube check? Pubes their head?
Blue.
Just a little bit of blue in there.
Yeah.
Like, those are
when I go to the salon and I ask them to dye my hair, I also pull my pants down. And I'm like, these as well? Thank you. I don't want people to be jarred when they see my pubic hair that doesn't match my the color of my head.
Because you know they're wondering.
Yeah, because they'll ask.
I need the carpet and the drapes.
Yeah, both. Do you do both? Thank you.
Hairstylist already hates me.
You're like, I don't need this.
I think that it's also worth mentioning that these types of, like, how to navigate these questions, how to draw boundaries that, to your point, Carol, change, and the fact that we're talking about this on a podcast but, like, would not want to talk about this in a workplace setting is fair, but also the fact that these are questions that are asked on women. My husband has never been asked by a stranger or even a family friend or a coworker if he's had a vasectomy.
Yep.
No, but I get asked if he's had a vasectomy.
Yep.
So weird.
Yeah.
Why is the onus on us to answer, you know, like you said, I may not even know. How do I know?
Yeah.
Like, why is the onus on the women to have these conversations? Because, like, this whole, like, stereotypical, like, women are the fair sex and we're people pleasers and da 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 da. But, like,
yeah. That's why.
But, yeah. Like, fuck that.
Correct.
Stop.
Yeah.
I don't owe you an answer. I like the strategy we talked about in the fertility episode, which is just like, if I don't want to talk about it, I'm going to bring up blackfish.
That is a key strategy. So blackfish. And they're like, what the
fuck? Is that what you call your husband's penis?
I do. I think too, like, it goes into like the hard, like, gendering and needing a gender for everything, and that drives conversation. So yes. If you wouldn't ask this question of a man, maybe don't ask it of me, because your assumption, one, is that I am a woman, which would be correct, I identify as a woman, but, like, maybe don't ask this question because it's not appropriate for people in general, not just it's only appropriate for, like you said, the fair sex, or this person that I think is going to answer these questions, or people please. Like, no, maybe these are just weird questions to be asking your coworker in a corporate environment, and this isn't, why has small talk come to this?
I don't know. I wish it didn't.
I wish it hadn't. Fuck you, pandemic! Making people not know how to interact with anyone anymore.
It was before that, though, I think, too. Was. I think this is just a topic that, like, people think they have access to. And people think they have access to a lot of sensitive, intimate topics in our lives. And, I don't know. Stop. Please stop.
Please stop.
I'm so tired.
Yeah. I'm weary. Please stop. I'm weary. I can't take any more of this.
I can't take it. Yeah.
Do you have anything else about birth control? I don't think we did a shining job of educating anyone on birth control, but...
I don't think it's our job. Like, I don't know. True. Like, I don't know. I'm kind of torn. I think that, yes, anytime we have a platform, it's, like, our responsibility, blah, blah, blah. But at the same time...
Do your own research was what this was. Yeah.
It's that we all found what we needed for our bodies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that that's great. That's enough. Yeah. I think that that's great. And also, that's a good example. You know? We've tried our methods. They didn't work for us. Some of my closest friends are on and have been on the pill forever, and that works for them. Mm-hmm. That's great. That makes, they're having safe, you know, protected sex in their relationships. And I think that, you know, it's unique to every single person. Yeah. And also, nobody else's goddamn business.
Yeah.
Yeah. I will tell you all, when I'm done having children, that man is getting a vasectomy.
Ask me about his penis.
Yeah. I spent too much of my brain power trying to get pregnant and not get pregnant my whole life. Then we're just taking it out of the equation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You don't have to worry about it.
Yep. Mama needs a break.
Need a little time. Need a little time.
I think that is it.
Yeah, I cannot think of anything else. I think we did a wonderful job.
Great. Thank you, Beej, so much for being with us for these two episodes.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Love a twofer.
We love you. We're so excited. You're part of our village. We're so excited you are confident in your decision not to have children. And we're so excited that you wanted to talk to us on the pod and share all of these intimate details.
Yeah. It's been real.
Yeah, thank you. If you want to check out BJ's stuff, she is an avid book reader and reviewer, reading and reviewing hundreds of books a year on her YouTube channel, Spellbound, or at bookwitch.tv. You can find her. She's awesome. She's got TikTok. She's got Instagram. She's got a YouTube. It's great. My child loves to watch her.
Yeah.
We watch Auntie Beej all the time.
Yeah, it's great. My mom was trying to get you into all the public school systems everywhere. I'm not sure why, but she wants it. She's like, can you imagine if teachers had this resource? So teachers listening, go watch this. It's a great resource for you.
But also, I swear a lot. So, like, also heads up.
Bleep it out.
Well, okay. If they're here, they'll like you.
Okay.
Yeah.
We have merchandise that you can purchase. I can't wait to get my hands on mine that I've ordered. You can find our merch. We have t-shirts for adults, t-shirts for kids, wine glasses,
hats,
beanies. We have everything.
We have everything.
Everything you could ever need. Yeah. You can find that at momsinthewild.com/store.
And if you want more, let us know what you want.
Yeah.
Do you want pants?
Yeah.
You can have them.
Do you want us to make Moms in the Wild condoms? Because we will.
Oh, we definitely should. We definitely should.
When you want to get wild.
When you want to get wild, yes.
Where if you don't want to be a mom in the wild.
Yeah. Like. To not be a mom in the wild. I'm only buying the Quidditch size condoms.
We make only female size, female condoms.
Huge net. Oh, God, that was excellent.
Thanks.
You can also find us on social media at momsinthewild_pod on Instagram and TikTok.
Yeah. And I think that's it for this one. Thank you so much for listening. This was fun. Thank you, Beej, again.
Yeah.
We love you. We loved having you. These have been such fun episodes.
We hope you come back.
We hope you come back. And as always, oh yeah, Beej, you want to come back? Come back.
Yeah.
It'll be great. We can talk more about sex. All right.
Let's do it.
As always, friends, it's a jungle out there.
Stay safe.
Bye.
Love you.